Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right. I want to bring this to you, Professor. And I am looking at Proverbs chapter 12, verse 8. A man will be commended according to his wisdom, but he who is of a perverse heart will be despised. Is there a lot of perversion amongst us these days that causes a lot of shame and a lot of people despising us, Professor?
That's true. Thank you so much for the opportunity again. A man will be commended according to his wisdom, but he who is of a perverse heart will be despised, which is quite true, because you are measured by what you do, and what you do is informed by what is in your heart. And if we are not going to act wisely by reflecting the God who is in our heart, we end up despising the name of the Lord, dishonoring the name of the Lord. So in other words, we are measured by our wisdom. But how do people see our wisdom? They see our wisdom through our actions. So our actions say a lot about who we are, and they say a lot about the God we serve. So while we are on that, as we look into these causes of dishonor, I see one of the things as a lack of self-control. Lack of self-control has created a lot of problems for us, for our children, for the community, for the church, as well as for the house of God. So you quoted the book in the book of Proverbs. Let me go back to the Proverbs again, but this time Proverbs 16, verse 32. It says here, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. So in other words here, it's more about self-control. It's more about knowing what to do and when to do, knowing what to do, particularly for God, for us, that which will speak more about us. So if we are unable to control our anger, we end up messing up a lot of things. And the Bible here is saying, he who is able to control his anger is better than the warrior. So it shows there's so much that we mess up. And it doesn't only mess up us as individuals. There are so many families that get broken because people are unable to control their anger. They are unable to control their emotions. They end up talking things that they were not meant to be spoken. They end up breaking the spirits of people. They end up destroying their children. They destroy churches simply because people are unable to control their anger. There's so many divorces that have gone through simply because somebody couldn't tame his tongue, somebody couldn't speak well, somebody could not control what he or she wants to say. And these are the things that bring shame, because the results thereof, they bring this shame, they bring the dishonor to our God. So in other words, this is one of the things that we as people, we as families, we as churches must learn to control. Self-control, controlling our tongue and controlling our emotions. And even in Proverbs 25, verse 8, it says almost the same thing. Whoever has no rule over his spirit is like a city broken down without walls. If you cannot rule over your own spirit, you bring shame to yourself, because you expose your vulnerability, you expose your weakness. And some people, when they expose their weaknesses, they are not only doing that for themselves, they also do it for their spouses. They also do it for their children, because if they know that Mr. So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so is like this, at the end of the day, the whole household end up being exposed, because they take that family as such. They end up defining the whole family as such. They end up defining the whole church, that umfundiswa laphayana, the leaders of that church are such and such, simply because one could not rule over his spirit or her own spirit, and that dishonors and brings shame. So in other words, self-control is more important, or is one of the things that we must take care of, because if we can't control ourselves, we end up becoming unruly. We end up becoming people who cannot be defined by God and in God. And we must know that if we can't control ourselves, we end up doing everything, even the unlawful things. The Book of Corinthians says that, that even if things are there, thousand things that could be done, not all of them are supposed to be done by you. You need to learn to control yourself, find yourself in God, with God, doing the things of God, knowing that all of them are permissible, but not all of them are allowed. All of them can be done, but not all of them are supposed to be done by you. You need to do an introspection using the mirror of the Word of God. Let's quickly read 1 Corinthians 6:12, and then we can wrap up this segment. It says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So this is the kind of a person who knows, I have multitude that I can do. I have many things that I can do, but I know that not all of them will bring honor. Among these that I can do, some of them will bring dishonor. So it brings the issue of self-control, number one. It also brings the issue of wisdom. It brings the issue of discernment. It brings the issue of separating the good and the bad. It brings the issue of being led by the Spirit of the Most High, because I know there are things that I'm not supposed to do, even if I know that by the right that I have in my country, by the right that I have as a person, I can do X, Y, Z, but not X, Y, Z is permissible for me, because I am a different kind of a person. I am of the royal priesthood. I am a chosen generation. I am a child of the Most High. I reflect the glory of the Lord. I need to radiate His power, His glory, and I need to live under His covering. So therefore, I'm not going to dishonor Him, even if I know I can't do this and that, because the surroundings, the environment says such people can do that. But now, because I'm under the power of the Most High, I live by the Word, I'm not going to dishonor the Most High. So self-control is important. We need to know what to do, when to do it, and we need to know that we are not living for ourselves. We now live for God. We need to reflect Him. These are the things that we must know, that we are the mirror of the Lord. We are radiating the Most High, so we cannot bring things that are not reflecting the Most High. So guard against your tongue, because if you can't control your tongue, if you can't control your spirit, you can't control your words, you will bring shame, you will bring dishonor, you will be defined by your words, you will be defined by your actions, and your actions are brewed and are coming from your heart. So if you continue feeding your heart with the wrong things, if you are around the company that does not speak life to you, that death will come out through your actions and through your speech. Whatever you will do will always reflect what you are ingesting, and the company that you keep will always influence you. So therefore, we need to guard against these things, because they are the causes of dishonor and shame.
All right, then, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
At TBN Africa.
You always have a home.
You better hear me clearly.
That's why we want to nurture you with our first-rate African and international Christ-centered programs
that are tailor-made for the whole family.
I want to talk to somebody.
Whether you're looking for God's Word,
music,
movies,
or even youth shows,
we've got you covered.
He doesn't promise stuff that He doesn't provide for.
Tune in to TBN Africa
on DSTV Channel 343.
If you'll get an agreement and say, yes, this is for me.
Tune in to Love.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. Lesego, I see your message is appearing three times, man. I see your message, twice. Let me read it. It says, good evening, Pastor Ray. People want to command God these days. They no longer have patience, even pastors, for God, the purpose of the church, because they are running their own agendas in churches. They have turned church into entertainment business. That is what Lesego is saying there. Even in the other message, he's saying the same thing. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. Another one says, whatever challenges we might face this week, let's not forget where we came from and all that God has done for us. Stay strong and faithful. Yeah. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you. And of course, you can drop us a voice note also on the Telegram with the same WhatsApp number.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyo luntu lonke.
All right, Mayaki, let me bring this to you. Today, shame and dishonor is brought also by these things. Proverbs 14, verse 17, and I'm talking about behavioral patterns now. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of wicked intentions is hated. Are we seeing a lot of violence amongst us? And then are we seeing wicked intentions rather than the holy ones amongst us as believers? And these things have permeated. I mean, I've just read what Lesehu wrote there. It says, the church has turned into an entertainment business. And you know, where there is entertainment, there's drunkenness, there's prostitution. Hmm. Mayaki, what say you?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. I think we have to understand there's the plan of Abba Yahweh the Almighty. And we have to fit into his plan. And not the other way around.
Yeah.
So we tend to, we're supposed to be ambassadors of heaven here on earth. So when people look at us, our behavioral patterns should set us apart from that of the people of the world. So when people look at us, and there's no difference between you being a believer and an unbeliever, then there's a huge problem. It means we lost it somewhere.
Mm.
So to show that I read the word, to show that I am controlled by the Ruach HaKadosh, it would mean that things like these that are tempered, When we look at the book of Galatians, again, it speaks of the lust of the flesh. And things like those behavioral patterns are what are those that are of the flesh, which means I have to satisfy namayaka.
Mm.
You know? So now, that the temper, the foolishness, the hatred, the evil schemes are part of that which is of the flesh.
Mm.
So the flesh has got to die.
Yeah, man.
It has got to die so that I can be of the spirit. And we've always said, it's an example, and it's not about being a Christian whatsoever,
mm.
but we learn from a seed that, when we put a seed in the ground, when we want it to germinate, what is it that we expect from it? It has got to die of self, and so that it is rebirthed or born again, and it comes in a form of no more a seed as I planted it, but I see a plant.
Mm.
My God.
Yeah.
So those are the things that we have to get, we get through, to be able to understand so that we can be able to inherit the kingdom of our Father.
Mm.
So it becomes so very important to say, singakhazwa ni yonke into siyibona esitrateni, ngoba today yonke into sesiyabaleka, sesiyathanda, you know, and all that kind of things, they are not meant for us.
Mm.
They are not meant for us. You have to understand. Let them pass. When it says you are set apart, it means when the world goes and takes this route, but wena eyakho indlela noma ngaba yi one akhi noma ngaba yi one it's okay as long as we are ukuthi le indlela ka soni mina nini indlela ka somandla indlela ka mdali wezulu nomhlaba indlela ka abala kulungile
yeah
amen
amen and of course we are taking your calls you can give a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322 you can give us a shout and let's hear what you say on this issue
become active active in faith 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, we are talking about the very notion and fact of the issue of causes of dishonor and shame in our midst. We see that much of the times, and these things come in many ways. And today are we seeing more of dishonors and shames compared to yesteryears, you know, have we somewhat not have been able to raise the standard today as believers? Have we gone so much astray that we are an inaudible voice of people who are hacked up into their own buildings, making noise only to come out and lock and go home, and no one lives in the area? Have we become those kinds of people? You know, when you think of this, you just can imagine, you know, how isolated we had become. Even though we've built these buildings in the townships, in the towns and cities, and also in the rural areas, in the valleys, it said. Proverbs 12, verse 8, a man will be commended according to his wisdom, but he who is of a perverse heart will be despised. And I was asking Mayachi if we find much of perverseness amongst us, which bring a dishonor and shame. Proverbs 14, verses 17 says, a quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of a wicked intention is hated. Are we seeing also that amongst us? Have you heard of churches declaring war on each other? Declaring war on each other. Fighting. And they say, namhlanje yahlasela siyabalanda. They go to the other church, Kalisbaqo. Shayane la piano, shayane by Chanto Mazana le ne degree. Bam sharp as go kind of a taxi say unisala. A sambrel. They were fighting in the rain, Mayak. In the rain. Isaiah 66, verse 24, and they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of the men who have transgressed against me. For their worm does not die, and their fire is not quenched. They shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. These are the consequences. The Father will set an example on us. If he says they shall be an abhorrence to all flesh, it means then he will set an example on us if we continue like this. Professor?
That's you know, I nearly asked you a question that did that happen in church? That this,
oh, yes.
This fight you're talking about?
Oh, yes. Israel is the church.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Israel is the church.
True. Mm.
With Israel turning against the Father, it's the church turning against the Father.
you know, that's an indication of people losing the sense of who they really are. And our identity has been lost. And you ask a question, what happened, where and when? You know, so all of these things now that are bringing dishonor unto the Lord. I think these are things that have been caused by us altering the real meaning of what God says in his word, making our own meanings that suit our flesh, our desires, and everything like that, which is very sad, particularly when it happens into the house of the Lord. So while I'm looking into this causes of dishonor and shame, I was brought to thinking about the way we treat our bodies, the way we dress up, the way we portray ourselves, where we are, even in churches. It speaks a lot about who we are. It speaks a lot about the messages that we are passing along. I know sometimes we are not that much particular in terms of how we dress, but I'm looking into this issue holistically. And looking into the question, what do people see when they see us walking in the streets, when they see us coming to church, the way we look? Are we saying something? Are we making a certain statement by the way we carry our bodies? Let me start from there. By the way we carry ourselves in terms of how we carry our bodies, how we dress up, how we, the image that we are bringing across, does it really portray God? Are we bringing honor to him by the way we trust, or are we bringing dishonor? And I'm realizing that most of the time, even believers themselves, they bring dishonor unto the Lord by the way they carry their bodies, they carry themselves, the way they dress up. Let me quickly reread 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I know earlier on I only read verse 12, but I want to start from verse 15. That brings across the message of the body as means of bringing honor and dishonor unto the Lord. By the time we speak a word unto the hearer, they've already received the word by the way we carry ourselves, by the way we do things, by the way we conduct ourselves. Let me start from verse 15. It says, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. So in other words, this verse is bringing a message that while you are a child of God, you are not only a child of God in spirit, this must be reflected even in your body. Because if it fails to be reflected in your body, it will bring dishonor, or it will bring a different message. And people might end up associating you with other people whom you are not. So it makes us being aware and be conscious of how we do things, how we carry ourselves. Don't you know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take a member of Christ? So in other words, let not your body be carried out in such a manner that it will be associated with the harlot. If that would happen, it means it did not bring glory unto God. It has brought dishonor unto the Lord. It has brought shame. And verse 16 says, or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one. So we bring dishonor unto the Lord by participating or getting involved by so-called people who are not in the Lord, by joining ourselves with the people who are not in Christ. So if we do that, we are one with them. If we are one with the flesh, if we are one with the harlot, automatically you are not with God. So it speaks and teaches us of the way we need to carry ourselves in terms of conduct, relationship, and what we need to participate in, including what we do with our bodies. What are we subjecting our bodies to? What are we putting into our bodies? What are we carrying? What are we taking our bodies to? And verse 17, it says, he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. So we cannot take the spirit of God, the one who is in God, and put that together with the harlot. So we bring dishonor to God by participating in these activities, by joining ourselves with harlot, by taking our bodies and bring them or offer them to other gods or to other people in a wrong manner. And God wants us to flee from sexual immorality, which is what brings another message, which brings dishonor, which brings shame, not only to me as an individual, but also to the name of the Father, because we are simply saying he allows such, whereas he doesn't. So when we preach such messages by our actions, by the way we carry our bodies, we are bringing dishonor and we are bringing shame unto the Lord. And these days we are seeing lots and lots of such sins. Earlier on, Brother Baruch spoke about that. He spoke about izisu zabaza, my teenagers belonging to abafundis, because abafundis these days, they don't care what they do. They sleep with anyone anyhow, because this measure or this understanding of carrying the body in a godly manner, in a holy manner, has got out of the window. It's not part of who they are. The word of God is no longer dictating their behavior to them. And God wants us to carry ourselves in such a manner that will reflect him. We must flee from these sexual immoralities. We must carry our bodies that they reflect the Lord. We must carry our bodies that our bodies can begin to preach, having not said anything. You must know that your purity is a true reflection of the God in you. If we do that, we are not going to dishonor him. So we need to run away and flee from the standards of the world that speaks of satisfying the flesh all the time. The more we satisfy the flesh, the more we dishonor God. The more I please my flesh, the more I bring shame unto the name. The more I do that, the more I bring other spirits. I bring harlotry, I bring fornication, I bring adultery, I bring all of these spirits, and I participate in the temple of Belial, and I'm no longer the temple of the Most High. I'm no longer the altar of the Most High. At the end of the day, shame, dishonor, and all of these things that will be spoken of about our God will be said so, because I didn't reflect him. I brought dishonor by the way I carried myself. Then coming to the way I dress. So if I will expose my body in such a manner that it becomes a source of attraction for everybody walking around the street, what am I saying about the God that I serve? If I would carry myself and go to church, having dressed up in that way, showing a cleavage, having a 2-centimeter skirt, and then I'm going to the church, and I'm going to the house of God, what am I saying to the people who see me going to church? What am I saying to the brethren inside the house of God? So these are the things that bring dishonor. And sometimes you don't speak about these things because we think people will say we are in the flesh. We think people will say, what were you looking at? But some of the things need to be spoken of directly, because if it doesn't bring honor to God, it has to be exposed. So it needs to be spoken of. People must be aware that you can't dress like this if you go to church. You can't expose your body if you go to church, because your body is the temple of the Most High. Other than being you exposing yourself to people around you, but think of the God who is in you, whom you are reflecting. Will God like it if he'll be represented in that way? Not that we are putting more emphasis and more glory to clothing, but we are saying, let your covering reflect who you are. Let it not bring dishonor to God. Let it not bring shame to the name of the Lord. You will see that most of the churches whom we regard as people who don't know God the way we do, they cover their bodies very, very well. You will hardly see some of those churches exposing their bodies. And most of us, we say they don't know God. But by the way they carry themselves, you might end up being tempted and say they look more godly than some of us who will go to church showing breasts out, who show thighs out, and all of these things. So the way we carry our bodies, we must make sure that it does not dishonor God. It doesn't bring shame to the name of the Lord and to his glory that he has worked so hard going to the cross for, and we must not bring it down.
I hear you quite well, Professor. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are talking about causes of shame and dishonor in our midst these days. What are some of these things that you can really point out? Send us a voice note also. Let's hear what you say. That's 082-657-2729. Or give us a shout, 012-334-1322.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. Godfrey, thank you so much. Godfrey says, obedience to commandments is the only way. Now, my question is, if it is the only way, why do we ignore that in such large numbers? Even when we say we are believers, Godfrey, why do we ignore that in such large numbers? Even those who are believers, who are in business, in politics, and what, they don't follow this. The commandments, Bahana, bayala. Send us your WhatsApp. So 826572729. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, drop us a voice note and let's hear you. Drop us a voice note. That's also on 826572729. And you can talk to us directly there, live. It is 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Mayaki, I'm coming back to you. Now, when you look also into Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 30, and when you are plundered, what will you do? Though you clothe yourself with crimson, though you adorn yourself with ornaments of gold, though you enlarge your eyes with paint, in vain you will make yourself fair. Your lovers will despise you. They will seek for your life. Eish. Even though we deck ourselves with all kinds of ornaments, making our churches beautiful and claiming to have branches and all that, doing all these miracle signs and wonders and having large followings, it shall not impress those who are our enemies because of the wickedness we harbor, and they will seek for our lives. That is John chapter 4, verses 30. What say you, Mayaki?
Hey, Mayaki.
Hey, Mebra.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah, Diakova. Diakova straight.
Hey, you know, Kore, kidding, you're reading from Jeremiah 4, 30, not John. You said Jeremiah 30 at first. Jeremiah 4, verse 30. Maybe Rona, we can be fooled and be deceived. But Abba knows the heart. He checks the heart. So you can escape me. You can lie to me. But yene okasimu akete, because He's the righteous judge. He knows it all.
Yes.
So, HaMashiach says, wash yourself. Do not be a cup that is clean on the outside. But yet, kamuhari, hey, we are harboring hatred and forgiveness. There's so many things that we carry in our hearts. That even our family members, banaba mama, how about we? And
yeah, Mayaki, can you hold a bit for me?
Halala.
Halala. So, bona babe.
Kunjani.
Siyaphila kunjani kodwa?
Yabila.
Mm.
Yeah, nami ngiyafuna ukuthi sizivule lapha eBhayibheli.
Yeah.
Kuba Marko 13.
Mm.
Yeah, Marko 13.
Yeah.
Verse 14.
Mm.
Ikhe bomani bona amanyanda imitawale emi lapho kungafanele khona.
Mm.
Ufunda ukhathe.
Yeah.
Yeah, moya lapho futhi. Uma u-119 verse 9.
Mm.
Izinsizwa yakuthanda kanjani indlela yawe na.
Yeah.
Kuphathela ukuzila Jehova.
Mm.
Nasi wa ikawa na wa kanyaro. Mese na wa ya lapo wa Iversi 13.
Yeah.
Nukala ku verse 13 ni fena. Iki kumese iko utisengi bambi nyeno utisengi pereli sino kushupa unu.
Hmm.
Ya mamuchonga kumbe ya umama ini loko nani.
Sikubusise kakhulu baba, ikubusise kakhulu.
Okay, ngiyabonga nayibusise.
Danke. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Hey, Putwami.
Siyabonga mngani topic yenu namhlanje ivula amehlo brother Ray.
Siyabonga.
Say that we must show kindness to unkind people, brother Ray. Forgive people who doesn't deserve it. And love unconditionally.
Yes.
Ngoba manje as children of God siyibanda. Our actions must always reflect that we are children of God. Ngiyabonga kakhulu my brother, ngibonga kakhulu. Thank you.
Inkosi kubusise Putwami, may he be glorified.
Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Songs of Life.
Mayachi, I was still with you, sir.
Yes, Mayachi. We are talking about the ornaments, or this person looks beautiful from the outside, but in the inside, their heart is filthy.
Hey,
so there are things that we do in darkness behind closed doors, and we say, "Haribomi." People don't know who we are, you know, and people will envy us because of the cars we drive, the suits we wear, and et cetera, et cetera. So now, this is now what Prophet Jeremiah is talking about, right? So, and that is what has also led Yasharal astray, because it means Yasharal started to follow idolatry ways, you know, things that are not according to the word. So now, I was sharing as well to say, you'll find that we say we are believers. We say we trust in Abba. Ke rona ba re melang go kerekeng re tlhabeletsa re no ri lo ntsha kole ke, but you find gore bana ba go bo rona, we not even speaking with them. We hate them. We don't want to see them. You know, and it ka go tlhabisa kgang.
Yeah.
Because we supposed to set an example whether they have wronged us, but we need to have that forgiveness because rona we know better. Rona, we read the word. And the word makes us better because it is the light in the midst of darkness. So now we need to set that tone, that path, that example unto them. But instead, we become something else. A couple of months, I was supposed to do an interview of this lady who had gotten money because Mamana took her faith and, you know, the pension and all that. And then there was some famous false prophet, some false major prophet who happened. Sometimes we flash the money, we want to come and to contribute to this function, and we want to sit near the prophet, 25,000 and all that. And they met at something in a very expensive hotel. And guess what? Rape happened. Sure. In that room. So now, you look at this person. People have been saying things, and they were now are mixed until this stuff happens, until this thing happens to you. Now you are devastated. You cannot recover because it is not what you expected. And now, the way you must say that, you help them with such a high regard because you looked at these things, these fleshy things that they portray in front of you, and you ended up not testing the spirit. Now, this is a cup
that is clean on the outside, but inside it is filthy, it is dirty. And this is what the scripture is speaking about, somebody like that. And we often fell into trap of even not checking and testing. We just follow the way. And that is the problem. So we need to be able, when we read the scriptures, because also it's important, I see that we shouldn't mutasakubala scripture so that the revelation, the Ruach HaKadosh can speak to you when you can be able to understand, not to understand it in my way, whereby I will come and I will twist it for it to suit my narrative so that have that relationship with Abba, yourself, on your own, not through Pastor Ray, not through Barak, or not through prophet or professor, but developing your own relationship with your own Abba Yahawa. And that will help us as people in order to be able to discern. For even when we walk into the lion's den or we meet wolves, then Abba can be able for Abba Senole Mobile Hamatwaro. So we really need that discernment. We really need that word for when we start to search, when we seek him, he will be able to reveal so many good things to us. Halal.
Halal.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
9 minutes to the hour 8. You can still send us a WhatsApp 082-657-2729. Godfrey says, obedience to the commandments of Yah is the only divine way to make us holy as to set us apart. We have continuously failed over and again when we follow our flesh, which is always contrary to the law. Shalom, he says there. Kevin Moketsi says, this topic really is eye-opening because we find ourselves being children of God. I'm talking about a prominent leader joining a political party of leaders hell-bent to destroy the country. Political leaders who don't have morals, that is given Mueketsi there. And here's another one. This is also from Godfrey, quoting 1 John chapter 5, verses 2 to verse 3. And verse 2, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. That is Godfrey there. Send us more. Send us more. Let's hear from you. You can send us more. Two more, yes, just before we go. Two more. And let's hear what you say.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, wrapping up. And let me give our guests a minute each on the wrapping up. And I am looking at Daniel chapter 4, verses 33 for you, Professor, as we wrap up. That very hour, the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hair had grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. Imagine, He doesn't look like a goat, like a cow. He looks like a man who looks like a bird. Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shame and dishonor.
Yeah.
Yes. Finally.
Yeah, that. I think this is what will eventually happen if we continue in dishonor, because the picture that you're painting here is the picture that God wanted to reveal to everybody else, that He is God who is able to do anything, anytime. So we just need to honor Him while we still have a chance to do so, lest we also suffer this, that which was suffered by Nebuchadnezzar, because he dishonored the Most High. So one of the last words that I want to say is that we need to be careful of what we hear, the teachings that are happening in these days. We must not speak things that God did not say. In Jeremiah 14:14, it says, the Lord said to me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. Mm. I have not sent them, commanded them, nor spoken to them. They prophesy to you a false vision, divination, worthless things, and the deceit of their heart. So these are the things that we must guard against.
Mm.
I'm not saying from external sources, but from within. Let us not find ourselves having done this or doing this, speaking things that God is not speaking, speaking these things in the name of the Lord. So when we speak and preach, we must know that it is God who has sent us, and we're speaking the right things. Don't speak things so that people can give you more money, or can offer to you more money, or can favor you. But let us speak the right word in the, at the right time, as God commands us to speak. And lastly, let us not draw near to God with our mouth, having left our heart somewhere. May let us not give God lip service. We dishonor Him, because our actions will reveal that we are not in God. So our speakings, our confession must align with our actions for us to honor Him.
Mm, I hear you quite well. And Mayach, let me read this one also as we wrap it up. And I'm looking at Daniel 12 verses 2. It says, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. And we know it's because of wickedness that people will wake up to everlasting shame and contempt. Mayachi, finally.
Rest in peace. And also restless in tradition.
Hey, well.
We're going to be rewarded according to our deeds.
Mm.
So as we are here on earth, utlwa mola wa mang o tsaya thato ya mang, because there's the wicked one, the adversary, Hashatan. And the word of Abba. And this one wants to come and to drive us away from this word.
Yeah.
You know, so now, as we are, it's like which was stock cake every day. And then at the end of everything, you've reached the pass mark, or you failed it, you know. So now, those that have been waiting for the opposite side, that is of the adversary, it would mean that when the time comes, their judgment, if they are waiting upon it, it is this everlasting abhorrence, which the scripture says they will be put in the lake of fire. So we need to guard against that. And in life, Hamashiach has taught us something, to say we need to be careful that nobody takes our crowns. So which means there will be lots of temptation that will come, that will want to drive a wedge between us and Elohim. So we have to stick to what is of the truth. Halala.
Halala. Yeah. Thank you so much to both of you, Professor. Thank you. I appreciate.
Thank you so much, my brother. Blessings to you and your family. Blessings to Brother Baruch and the family. Blessings to all our listeners in the glorious name of our King, Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Blessings to you and your family. My Achi, blessings to you and family. Thank you very much.
Tudaraba, my Achi, to you and to your household, to all the Radio Pulpit listeners, also including Professor B and family. May it be well with all of you until we meet again. May Abaya's hand be upon us and everyone. Hallelujah.
Same to you and the family, my Achi. May it be so. Next week, we are talking about causes of spiritual instability. Eish. We are touching on that next week. Causes of spiritual instability. That is next week, Tuesday. Thank you so much and good evening to both of you.
Tudarabah.
And then thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the calls. Thank you very much for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for praying for us throughout the show. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We bless his holy name. And of course, by his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, he continues to guide us into all truth. And we are grateful for that. Be safe and sound. Continue to be his disciples. And may he continue to make your path straight and full of his light. Tuda Raba.
Tu nembe ukuyihamba nawe le ndlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.